Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Set up hydraulic bundles, plus save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH Genuine Parts and Service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump gave Hamas a 6 p.m. Eastern deadline Sunday to sign on to the peace plan he unveiled, and Hamas has said it would release all remaining hostages if Israel withdraws from Gaza and, quote, proper field conditions are met. Now sources tell ABC Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ordered an end to all offensive fighting. Israelis in Tel Aviv are reacting.
It's a really good sign of the whole situation.
It should have happened a very long time ago, not only now.
In the U.S., day four of a government shutdown, the Senate failed to advance spending bills Friday, but Republicans say they will not talk about spending changes until Democrats agree to reopen the government. Sean Diddy Combs was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after his conviction of two prostitution-related charges in July, as lawyers say they'll appeal. And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said he ordered another strike on a boat off the coast of Venezuela. He said it killed four people he called narco-terrorists. This is ABC News. The FBI has been investigating a string of armored truck robberies in Pennsylvania, and three men were arrested Friday in a standoff, says ABC's Pierre Thomas.
A possible break in the case after a string of armed truck heists around Philadelphia. Police say heavily armed men in a white car were approaching a Brinks truck outside a Target store. When officers moved in, that car took off, sparking a police chase. Authorities ordering a shelter in place and putting nearby schools on lockdown.
Guns were found in the car. Nobody was hurt during the incident. A Mississippi man pleaded not guilty to felony stalking and vandalism. Jimmy Wayne Carl Wiles charged with stalking Jennifer Aniston and ramming his car into the front gate of her home. But a judge in Los Angeles found him not competent to stand trial. And Friday, that judge remained undecided on a treatment and placement plan, saying she's leaning towards sending him to a mental health facility. Aniston's lawyer spoke on her behalf, detailing 2 years of harassment. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas with locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. They also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Brunseth for WRCO, and a good Saturday to you. I hope you've had a good week. It's one of those days where I have to look at the calendar again and again, in spite of the loss of daylight that we've observed. Of course, the sun rising later in the morning and setting sooner. Still today, it is going to be a hot day and feeling like summer in some ways. High temperatures close to 90 degrees this afternoon, which of course is way above average, and much of what Wisconsin and the upper Midwest will be near or above record high temperatures today. The wind today will be out of the south, gusting up to about 25 miles per hour. So that's one part in our area being warmer, well above average. Also, there is an upper level ridge that extends up into Canada that's allowing that hotter air to flow in from the south. Looking ahead, the next couple of days are going to be quite warm and summer-like. Then we will have a change with a cold front passing through. That front coming through Sunday night and Monday, bringing us a potential for some showers and thunderstorms. It'll be nice to have at least a splash of rain. In the wake of the front, more typical for October, though still a little bit above average with highs in the low to mid-60s and overnight lows in the 30s to 40s. We could have our first frost of the season midweek next week. Even then, though, it looks like just more like areas of frost for at least southwest Wisconsin. So for today, near 90, mostly sunny, south winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear, a low around 62. And then Sunday, a tad cooler, though still plenty warm, highs around 85. A mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky, winds out of the south gusting up to 30 miles per hour. In the late afternoon, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunday night, as the cold front approaches, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Some areas could pick up a tenth or two of rain with lows around 55. And Monday, a 50% chance of showers and storms passing from west to east through the area, highs around 67. Maybe some areas picking up over a quarter inch on Monday. Tuesday, some showers lingering early, then partly cloudy to mostly sunny, a high around 65. Wednesday, starting in the upper 30s, sunshine up to 66. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Nick. Currently 56. So far, that is our morning low following our high yesterday of 89. The record high, this is going to be in jeopardy today, 87 from 1953, the record low 23 from 1974. 1 year ago, 69 the high, 44 was our low. Sun will rise this morning at 7:02, sunset tonight at 6:38, sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:03. Barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.00. The air is calm. No precipitation to report today, none to report yesterday. And that high yesterday was a new record high. We did break the 87 degree high, which was our record yesterday. So again, 87 is the record high for today. Again, that is in jeopardy. Clear skies currently, and our temperature is our morning low. We're at 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The Richland Center Hornets hosted the Dodgeville Dodgers in homecoming football last night.
Shep will take the snap out of the shotgun. Long snap count. There it is. Snap and dash running left side, trying to push the herd. He's down around the goal line, and he's got a Richland Center touchdown. Brady Dosh with a 6-yard score, and the Hornets score first here on homecoming night 2025.
That game was our featured broadcast on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, and Phil Nee was there.
Richland Center enjoyed a homecoming football victory over Dodgeville 50-28 Friday night at Avitus Rip Field. The Hornets went up 21-14 at halftime and built a big second-half lead on the way to improving to 3-4 on the season and 2-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The Dodgers fell to 1-6 and 1-4 with the loss. Senior running back Brady Dosh eclipsed 1,000 yards during the game after 7 weeks of the season. He ran for 5 touchdowns on the night. His starting offensive line
again did a great job, led by center Devin Harris, guards Cruz Salazar and Ethan Bindle, and tackles Isaac Gauld and Abe Bosworth. Dosh ran for a 6-yard score and a 50-yarder in the first half. Bronson Perkins had a 59-yard touchdown run. Liam Fingerson was good on all 3 first-half extra points. Brenton Baker intercepted a Dodgeville pass for the defense. The Dodgers, Braden Husum, scored on a 1-yard run, and Jack Graber picked up the ball and ran 35 yards for a defensive touchdown to account for both Dodgeville scores, and it was 21-14 at halftime. In the second half, RC quarterback Jaden Shep threw a 20-yard strike to Brenton Baker. Brady Dosh ran for 2 19-yard touchdown runs and a 56-yarder to cap the scoring. Shep also threw a 2-point conversion pass to Kaizen Schwitzenberg. The Dodgers capped the Wild scoring game with a 7-yard pass from quarterback Blake Stadola to Jack Graber and a Griffin Bush 24-yard run with a 2-point pass from Stadola to Graber. Following the 50-28 win, Richland Center will now prepare for a road game during the 8th week of the schedule at Broadhead Judah. The Dodgers will host Platteville. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from last night. River Valley defeated Platteville 28-26. Prairie du Chien 36-28 win over New Glarus. Lancaster 56 and Broadhead Judah 18, all from the SWC. From the Six Rivers, Riverdale over Boscobel 42-0. Iowa Grant outlasted River Ridge 34-30. Potosi-Cassville 33, Wazika-Seneca 27. 3 games last night in the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor over Cashton 20-7. Brookwood a 28-6 win over Hillsboro. It was New Lisbon defeating Nisida 20-18. From the SWAL, Fenimore 28-7 over Cuba City, Darlington blanked Lodi 38-0. Mineral Point 24, Southwestern East Dubuque 12, and Belleville over Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 27-6. In other scores, Aquinas picked up a win against Westby by forfeit. Luther a 48-8 win over Viroqua. Sauk Prairie 31, Portage 14. Wisconsin Dells a 35-8 win over Mauston. Adams Friendship a touchdown better than Wautoma 24-17. And in overtime, La Crosse Logan a 42-37 win over Reedsburg. In 8-player football, Wisconsin Heights, no trouble with Monticello, 62-32. Belmont upending DeSoto, 36-28. And Waniwak Weston, a 34-20 win over Kickapoo Lafarge. Those are last night's scores. Games going on today.
There are 3 area high school football games today. North Crawford is at Highland, Blackhawk Warren at Pecatonica Argyle, and coming up this afternoon at 2:30, Royal plays at Ithaca. The Panthers are coached by Josh Board.
Wouldn't put a name on anybody, I guess, just because we don't have any standout. We're all decent, and all of us have to play a decent game for us to be in it.
From the Bulldogs' standpoint, they're preparing for homecoming. Here is co-head coach David Klein.
It'll be kind of our last homecoming with just strictly Ithaca before we co-op next year, and easily could be potentially our last home game of the year. So it's really huge for us, and hopefully that kind of adds to motivation, and with hopefully have a huge crowd there, and that we play really well and kind of use that as kind of momentum and during the game and kind of get us through that kind of crazy week.
Pregame time at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Kickoff time 2:30 as the Bulldogs play host to Royal on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I am Phil Nee.
Tony Schumacher calling for hot, sunny, and breezy this Saturday with a high of 88. For tonight, lots of stars, still very mild, will drop down to 62. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, windy, warm, and sunny. Rain will roll in during the overnight, a high Sunday of 83. Sunday night into Monday, rain likely. Showers are likely on Monday, mostly cloudy and much cooler with a high of 65. 66 on Tuesday. The midweek outlook, sunny, cool, and pleasant with a high just at 64 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Tumble out of bed
myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Nobody does it like Donna. This is your weekend wake up. Adam Hess with you. Good morning. The world's floor and home thermometer showing 56. Looking for that record high today, or near record high, 89. 617. We're working to 630. We'll have news, weather, and sports all part of your weekend wake up. We have a great day planned for you. We're going to have reports from Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Weekend going on. And also, Phil Nee will have an interview or two from the Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming, which is going on today. Phil and I will be announcing that parade gets underway about 10:30 this morning right down Main Street in downtown Ithaca.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors just introduced 0% for 96 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $206 a month. Mid-size compact tractors with loaders as low as $292 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge is set to thunder into the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th. Friday, October 10th, fans can watch the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m. Truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m. The Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m. And live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Then on Saturday, October 11th, the action continues with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m. ATV and dirt bike drags at 11 a.m. Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 and Diesel Truck Challenge and vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. 2 days of diesel power and family fun at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
At Cleary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Cleary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Cleary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Cleary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills. Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m. Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. Winery.com, and we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one-coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
I've spent a lot of time in New Orleans, and that's pretty accurate right there. Grabbing a gator, finishing a fight. All the things I've seen. 623, we're at 56 degrees on the worst Lorne home thermometer. Here's Classic Randy.
Been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way. set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't wanna let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go, but you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone?
Yeah, just stay gone.
Too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
He's Randy Travis. I'm Adam Hess. Good morning. This is The Weekend. Wake up at 6:30. Join us for a news update. We'll take a look at everything going on throughout the area. If you can't find anything to do this weekend, you just don't want to have fun. Plain and simple. Lots of events. We'll tell you all about them. 6:30 news.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14. She grew up wild and free, and all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. Time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. Waiting on Smiling Jack, he'll come rolling by. And she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you.
You gotta watch out for guys named Smiling Jack. One's going out to Gillingham this morning. Thanks for joining us. We have Mesa, Arizona checking in as well. A great big good morning to you folks. This is King George. We really shouldn't be doing this.
We shouldn't be doing this, and we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie. This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going. Better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this.
Mm-hmm. don't say our goodbyes real fast. Won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Won't even think about a goodbye kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.
Good morning. Time for a news update at 6:30. We're at 56 degrees so far, the morning low. Mostly sunny, breezy, very hot for early October. We may see record highs today, a high of 89. The record for this date, 87. Tonight, 62, 85 again tomorrow. We have mostly clear skies. We're at 56 degrees. News is on the way next.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Good morning with a look at news on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. A former dean at UW-Richland has died. Donald Gray died last Friday at the age of 83 in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Don worked as dean of UW-Richland, where he appreciated the students and their humor, especially when they filled his entire office with balloons. He moved to Madison in 1988, where he worked until retirement with the UW-Madison Foundation, raising funds for multiple projects and buildings that would literally help reshape the campus for generations to come. A celebration of Don's life will be held at the Tower Light Senior Living in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, Saturday, November 1st, from 1 until 2:30, followed by a memorial service at 2:30. A traffic crash in Richland Center last weekend results in an arrest. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports that on Sunday, the Richland County 911 Communications Center received a report of a motor vehicle accident at the intersection of North Jefferson and West Union Streets in Richland Center. The crash involved a truck and a motorcycle. The caller reported that two individuals had been ejected from the motorcycle and were lying in the roadway. Responding officers from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Office arrived on scene and immediately provided medical assistance until Richland EMS personnel arrived and assumed the care of the injured. Richland Fire also responded to provide traffic control and assist with scene security. During the crash investigation, officers detected a strong odor of marijuana coming from the truck involved in the accident. A search of the vehicle was conducted, resulting in the discovery of 438.2 grams of marijuana. As a result, Jake J. Quick was arrested and tentatively charged with possession of marijuana with intent to deliver. The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild will host a quilt show at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room this weekend. Numerous handmade quilts made by Quilt Guild members will be on display at the quilt show, along with various handmade items to purchase. Cheryl Harris of Boscobel will be the featured quilter exhibiting numerous quilts that she has made over the years.
I've been sewing since I was 5 years old. I love to quilt now, and I'm just
making quilts for different charities, and I put my quilts in various quilt shows across the United States. I've been at national and international quilt shows, and sometimes I win some of that prize money.
She says quilting is much easier now than when she began quilting.
I was still in, I think, junior high or grade school, later, but I never even finished that quilt. It was too new, and the geometry part was kind of a little difficult then because we didn't have the rotary cutters and the different tools that we had back then, that we have now today. It's so much easier now, and the techniques that keep coming out, you're just able to quilt a lot faster and a lot more accurate now today than you could years ago. You had to be really skilled back then.
Cheryl has also had her quilts published in quilt magazines and calendars.
I write my own patterns, and I copyright the patterns. A lot of quilt designers out there these days actually only have the copyright for just the instructions, because a lot of quilt blocks are pretty standard. But I have figured out some quilt blocks that are different and unique that have never been designed before. It takes a lot of studying the quilt history to figure that out, which I've done. And I've designed some new quilt blocks that have never been designed or done before, and I'm selling those patterns on my website at heartfeltquiltdesign.com.
There will be a bed-turning ceremony during the quilt show each day where quilts will be viewed with the telling of each quilt's story.
It's actually a history of quilts, and they talk about some of the different techniques that are used in more detail as they turn the quilt off the bed. And there's a whole stack of quilts on the bed, and it's really quite interesting.
The Richland Center Friendship Quilters Guild Quilt Show will be held today from 10 until 4 and tomorrow from 10 until 3 at Schmidt Woodland Hills in the second floor activity room. Admission is free. The 103rd Ithaca School Fair and Homecoming will be held today at Ithaca Schools. The day's activities include the Bulldog Block Challenge Run Walk, which gets underway this morning at 7. The Music Boosters Breakfast will be held from 7 until 9. The Ithaca School Fair gets underway starting at 8 a.m. with the livestock show and animal judging. Viewing and judging of gym exhibits also starts at 8 a.m. The Music Boosters will be serving pork sandwiches. We'll have a potato bar and a pie dessert silent auction, all getting underway at 9 a.m. The Little Britches Show starts at 9:30. The Homecoming Parade steps off at 10:30. The meat, animal, cheese, and apple auction will be held at 11 a.m. The Kinchy Pedal Pull will be there at 1 p.m., mascot races at 1:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony featuring this year's inductees, John Jones and Chris Fry, will be held at 2. Mr. Brandon Federley is high school, middle school principal at Ithaca.
Both of those people show you just how great the Ithaca community is, how important the school is, and the kind of folks that come out of the school. We're very proud to invite them back. We're very proud to honor them.
Following the ceremony, the homecoming football game versus Royal will kick off at 2:30 p.m. Tonight, the homecoming dance will be held at 8. Tomorrow, the horse show will be at the Anderson Family Quarter Horse Farm starting at 11 a.m. More information about Ithaca's homecoming and school fair can be found on the school website, the school Facebook page, or the Ithaca Fair Facebook page as well. And it's a busy weekend in Richland Center today through Sunday as the community celebrates Center Color Fest. There's citywide garage sales, the Wheels of Time, Hill Country Classic Power Shows being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds through Sunday at 4 p.m. Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Days will be held today and tomorrow. Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp is going on today from noon until 7, featuring live music and wine tasting. And the Canyon of Lights Parade will step off in downtown Richland Center tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow will feature tours of the A.D. German Warehouse designed by Frank Lloyd Wright at noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Tony Schumacher calling for hot, sunny, and breezy this Saturday with a high of 88. For tonight, lots of stars, still very mild, will drop down to 62. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, windy, warm, and sunny. Rain will roll in during the overnight, a high Sunday of 83. Sunday night into Monday, rain likely. Showers are likely on Monday, mostly cloudy and much cooler with a high of 65. 66 on Tuesday. The midweek outlook, sunny, cool, and pleasant with a high just at 64 degrees. It's the first ever Wild Hills Winery Fall Festival and Grape Stomp. Saturday, October 4th from noon to 7 p.m. at Wild Hills Winery, 30940 Oak Ridge Drive. Celebrate harvest season at Wild Hills.
Music starts at noon. Grape Stomp sign up at 1, the Stomp at 2 p.m.
Enjoy music from Sam Day, John Gay, and Donnie Razick. Wine tasting at 1 p.m. Vineyard tours after the Stomp. Wood-fired pizza all day. Wine sampling and local vendors on site. For more information, head over to Wild Hills Winery. And we'll see you in the hills Saturday, October 4th.
Man in motion, there's the snap. Hand off, running play, Bronson Perkins breaks three. He's got a little bit of room. First down and then some. 45, 40, sidesteps another. He could go all the way, and he will. Bronson Perkins. Touchdown of about 59 yards, and the Hornets are off and rolling here tonight.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports brought to you today by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right, by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services, and by members of our Sports Boosters Club.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. The Richland Center Hornets hosted the Dodgeville Dodgers in homecoming football last night.
Shep will take the snap out of the shotgun. Long snap count. There it is. Snap and dash running left side, trying to push the herd. He's down around the goal line, and he's got a Richland Center touchdown. Brady Dosh with a 6-yard score, and the Hornets score first here on homecoming night 2025.
That game was our featured broadcast on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, and Phil Nee was there.
Richland Center enjoyed a homecoming football victory over Dodgeville 50-28 Friday night at Avitus Rip Field. The Hornets went up 21-14 at halftime and built a big second-half lead on the way to improving to 3-4 on the season and 2-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. The Dodgers fell to 1-6 and 1-4 with the loss. Senior running back Brady Dosh eclipsed 1,000 yards during the game after 7 weeks of the season. He ran for 5 touchdowns on the night. His starting offensive line again did a great job, led by center Devin Harris, guards Cruz Salazar and Ethan Bindle, and tackles Isaac Gauld and Abe Bosworth. Dosh ran for a 6-yard score and a 50-yarder in the first half. Bronson Perkins had a 59-yard touchdown run. Liam Fingerson was good on all 3 first-half extra points. Brenton Baker intercepted a Dodgeville pass for the defense. The Dodgers' Braden Husum scored on a 1-yard run, and Jack Graber picked up the ball and ran 35 yards
yards for a defensive touchdown to account for both Dodgeville scores, and it was 21-14 at halftime. In the second half, RC quarterback Jaden Shep threw a 20-yard strike to Brenton Baker. Brady Dosh ran for two 19-yard touchdown runs and a 56-yarder to cap the scoring. Shep also threw a two-point conversion pass to Kaizen Schwitzenberg. The Dodgers capped the Wild scoring game with a 7-yard pass from quarterback Blake Stadola to Jack Graber and a Griffin Bush 24-yard run with a 2-point pass from Stadola to Graber. Following the 50-28 win, Richland Center will now prepare for a road game during the 8th week of the schedule at Broadhead Judah. The Dodgers will host Platteville. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other scores from last night. River Valley defeated Platteville 28-26. Prairie du Chien, a 36-28 win over New Glarus. Lancaster 56 and Broadhead Judah 18, all from the SWC. From the Six Rivers, Riverdale over Boscobel 42-0. Iowa Grant outlasted River Ridge 34-30. Potosi Cassville 33, Waseca Seneca 27. Three games last night in the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor over Cashton 20-7. Brookwood a 28-6 win over Hillsboro. It was New Lisbon defeating Nisida 20-18. From the SWAL, Fenimore 28-7 over Cuba City, Darlington Blank Lodi 38-0. Mineral Point 24, Southwestern East Dubuque 12, and Belleville over Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 27-6. In other scores, Aquinas picked up a win against Westby by forfeit. Luther a 48-8 win over Viroqua. Sauk Prairie 31, Portage 14. Wisconsin Dells a 35-8 win over Mauston. Adams Friendship a touchdown better than Wautoma 24-17. And in overtime, La Crosse Logan a 42-37 win over Reedsburg. In eight-player football, Wisconsin Heights, no trouble with Monticello, 62-32. Belmont upending DeSoto, 36-28. And Waniwak Weston, a 34-20 win over Kickapoo Lafarge. Those are last night's scores. Games going on today.
There are three area high school football games today. North Crawford is at Highland, Blackhawk Warren at Pecatonica Argyle, and coming up this afternoon at 2:30, Royal plays at Ithaca. The Panthers are coached by Josh Board.
Wouldn't put a name on anybody, I guess, because we don't have any standout. We're all decent, and all of us have to play a decent game for us to be in it.
From the Bulldogs' standpoint, they're preparing for homecoming. Here is co-head coach David Klein.
It'll be kind of our last homecoming with just strictly Ithaca before we co-op next year, and easily could be potentially our last home game of the year. So it's really huge for us, and hopefully that kind of adds some motivation, and with hopefully have a huge crowd there and that we play really well and kind of use that as kind of momentum and during the game and kind of get us through that kind of crazy week.
Pregame time at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Kickoff time 2:30 as the Bulldogs play host to Royal on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I am Phil Nee.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Sports now continues on WRCO-FM. Pitching generally has carried the Milwaukee Brewers as they've made their run of seven postseason appearances in the last 8 years. This year, they might have the type of offense that can produce more playoff success. Milwaukee posted the best record in the major leagues this season while having the second best earned run average. But the Brewers also scored 806 runs, the most any Brewers team has plated since 1999, and that was good enough for third place in the majors. They've done it without many hitting home runs and instead relying on plate discipline and speed. Craig Counsell has seen the Milwaukee Brewers-Chicago Cubs rivalry from just about every angle. He grew up in the Milwaukee area as the son of a former Brewers Director of Community Affairs, John Council. He played for the Brewers and later became the team's winningest manager of all time before the Cubs lured him to Chicago. So, he understands particularly well what kind of atmosphere to expect today when the Brewers and Cubs open a best-of-five National League Division Series. Today's game can be heard on WRCE, our sister station, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. Brewer Baseball is on the radio. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer, ride around with old Huck Finn, take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they dreaming again. Some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
That comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun
Hideaway. Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus Vehicle Dirt Drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Oakwood Fruit Farm Customer Appreciation Day is going on this weekend. Judy Alvin is our guest. We've touched a little bit on it, but let's highlight some of the things in the bakery, Judy. What's going on?
Well, the bakery is, you know, everybody is here for the apple cider donuts. You know, that's almost supersedes the apples some days on the quantity of donuts that we make, and that's what everybody really comes for. Even when the season starts, when we first open up, the season starts with wanting donuts.
Uh-huh. And you have the, what is this? Greg's brought in now. Well, that's a turnover of some sort.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a strawberry cream cheese turnover, right, which is a new turnover flavor for us.
It looks pretty good. What are you suggesting? I try it? Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah.
It's 50. Is that cherry or strawberry?
I think it's cherry. Strawberry. Is it strawberry?
It's the only cream cheese.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Judy, you got to do the talking here for a second, if you would.
I would. Along with our apple cider donuts, we have five different flavors of turnovers. Apple, cherry, blueberry, raspberry, and the new one we touched on, strawberry cream cheese. We've added cookies, more cookie flavors. There's six different flavors of cookies. The caramel apple cookie seems to be everybody's favorite. We have monster cookies. We have a lemon blueberry cookie, which is a popular one. A new cookie for us right now is the pumpkin pecan cookie. So if you're a pumpkin lover and pecans, and it's got white chocolate chunks in it, oh, it's so delicious if you love pumpkin. And then a new cookie that we used to have about 10, 15 years ago, it was an apple-filled cookie, and then they stopped making it. And we just introduced that back again, so it's has apple pie filling in it. So it's like a sugar cookie and cinnamon on top of it, and then it's got apple pie filling in it. So a little, like a little mini apple pie. Muffins, we've got three flavors of muffins. Those are popular. Take and bake pies, you know, you can't go wrong with the holidays coming up. The flavors of pies we have as apple pie, and then there's the Dutch apple pie, which is a crumb topping. Blueberry pie, cherry pie, strawberry rhubarb, raspberry, and for customer appreciation weekend, we're going to have pumpkin pies, and they'll be in the freezer, but they are already a baked pie, so you just have to thaw and serve. So you might want to stock a couple of those in your freezer, because Thanksgiving isn't very far away.
No, it really is. And I was going to say that for any of those pies, if you want to take it home and put them in the freezer for later, long after Oakwood closes for the season, you can still have them.
You can. And those pies keep up to a year in the freezer. So, you know, there's Christmas coming, Thanksgiving, a special birthday, but maybe somebody wants a pie for their birthday. They are very good, good homemade pies.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun. I know you have some other events coming up. Are you going to do some sort of challenge between pumpkins and apples this year?
We are. We've got several different pumpkin products, apple products. So the weekend, starting the weekend of October 18th and 19th, we'll be bringing back our pumpkin donuts. And those are kind of a requested thing. And we just do them towards the end of October when we're not so pushed to keep cranking out those apple cider donuts. So we're probably going to do a challenge that weekend of what do you like best, apple cider donuts or pumpkin donuts? And then apple pie versus pumpkin pie and apple cookies versus pumpkin cookies. So, you know, put your vote in. Do you like apple better or pumpkin?
For pie, I'm going with apple every day, but I mean, everybody's got their own preference, don't they?
They do. You know, Thanksgiving, you think of that traditional pumpkin pie, but yeah, apple is always number one here at the Orchard.
I'm sure of that. So, Customer Appreciation Day is going on this weekend. You want to go over some of the things, some of the highlights again that are going on this weekend, Judy?
Sure, we can. Of course, the Vietnam Vets will be having their food stand here today, Saturday and Sunday. They do a great job, burgers, brats, hot dogs, chips, and they always have... the gals in their group is always making homemade treats, goodies, so they've got baked goods too. Mary Spurgeon from Spurgeon Winery, she's going to be here sampling wines.
Keep Greg away from it.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll try. We'll keep him busy out in the orchard. Janet Marie, who does a lot of felting, a lot of products, gift items here in the store, she's going to be demonstrating with her felting machine on how to felt, and her machine uses 300 felting needles. She's going to be here tomorrow and Sunday sampling that. Audrey Blau with her Cedarberry Table Runners. Monty Berger is going to be here on the patio both days from 11 to 2 playing his old-time country music. We're going to have apple specials going on, Honeycrisp apples. You can't resist this deal. If you are a Honeycrisp lover,